and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. A clean energy organization in our state recently decided to end its operations and turn its efforts and its leaders, our next guests, over to a regional organization with a South Carolina task force. Bonnie Loomis is the former executive director of the South Carolina Clean Energy Business Alliance, known as SCEBA, and now the South Carolina managing director for E4 Carolinas, while Weston Adams is the former chair of SCEBA's board and is now an E4 Carolinas board of directors member and the co-chair of its South Carolina task force. And they both join us now by phone. Bonnie, Weston, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Weston, give us the genesis of what happened here on closing down SCEBA and you guys moving over to E4 Carolinas.
I was on the board of E4 Carolinas, which is Charlotte-based. SCEBA was a small organization that did great work for about 10 years. We saw an opportunity to effectively take the function that SCEBA was doing and roll that into this much larger organization, E4. E4 was interested in this because they were concurrent with all this, looking at moving into South Carolina, but most of their work, a lot of their work, was being done in North Carolina. So it gave E4 a chance for a broader footprint in the Carolinas. So effectively what we did is we wound down SCEBA, and at the same time, the E4 board started a new task force focused on clean energy business development. The E4's function and mission in the world really is promoting the energy economy in the Carolinas. And I don't know that the average Carolinian, south or north, is aware of what a significant energy cluster there is in the Carolinas. The largest utility in the country, Duke, is headquartered in Charlotte. Charlotte, the Research Triangle, and Charleston are all hubs for solar developers. There are a bunch of solar developers located in all those cities. USC in Columbia has a hydrogen fuel center, which is nationally known. The Savannah River site over in Aiken is a center of nuclear knowledge and expertise. And E4's charge is to kind of promote that cluster and really use that cluster and grow it as a means of economic development. And so it's really kind of a perfect marriage of the brand that SCEBA had already built up and E4 looking to get involved in South Carolina. This was the perfect opportunity for them to do that.
And so E4 is not just focused on clean energy. It's a nonprofit advocacy organization for all forms of energy in the Carolinas.
That's correct. Their mission really is grow the energy economy in the Carolinas.
And Bonnie, tell us about the task force, the South Carolina task force that will be a part of this new merged entity, I guess.
Sure. The task force is a new group within E4's existing organizational structure. That organization organizes itself in task forces, a workforce task force, an economic development task force, a policy task force. And so now they've added a South Carolina Clean Energy Industries task force with a very specific focus to grow the clean energy economy in South Carolina. The task force is comprised predominantly by former SCEBA board and strategic advisory committee members, with a few new members who are coming in from E4's existing membership that are also interested in clean energy specifically.
Well, can you give us a picture of the state of the energy industry in South Carolina right now, and specifically the clean energy business where you were focused originally?
Sure. Since 2014, we've seen a significant increase in investment in clean energy in South Carolina following actions that the legislature took. Some additional action in 2019 has spurred that even more. And so we are looking to continue on that good work and continue to grow that investment. We actually have a lot of information available in an upcoming virtually delivered webinar series, and you'll have some information about that on your website.
Well, Bonnie, Weston, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Bonnie Loomis is the South Carolina Managing Director for E4 Carolinas, while Weston Adams is an E4 Carolinas board member and the co-chair of its South Carolina Task Force. We will have a link to their organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.